This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 773. Ouch! What to say when you stub your toe without swearing in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, Eduardo asks us what he can say instead of swearing when he stubs his toe or burns his hand. Listen in to expand your everyday vocabulary today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Michelle, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
Ouch! Oh, darn it. I just banged my knee on the chair. Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but go ahead.
Oh, gosh, Michelle. Did you get a bruise?
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I was getting to the shower today and I did that. I banged my leg on the front of the shower. It was horrible. I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I hate it too.
It's the worst. It happens all the time. Are you a clumsy person?
I can be known to bang into things from time to time.
All right. So in that little role play there, guys, I mean, what happened, right? So what was the word that I used to, or that Michelle used to express that she was mad at herself, right? What did you use, Michelle?
I said, darn it. And actually, my hand actually hurts now from just doing that. I hit the desk really hard.
Yeah, you went to extremes there.
Yeah. So darn it. That's what I said.
Right. You said, darn it. Right. And so what else could you have used? What are some other words that we would typically use? There are swear words, right?
Yeah. If it really hurts, for sure.
Yeah. We use swear words. So that's what our listener asked us about today. That's what we're going to talk about today. A little bit of a different episode. Today, we have a listener who asks us, you know, what words and expressions he can use to convey when something like that happens, right? You bang your toe, you stub your toe, you hit your leg, you drop something, you burn your finger, right? Something like that. And how to do it without using a swear word. That's what he wants to know. He knows the swear words. That's fine. But Michelle, what are your thoughts on this about using swear words here versus not? I mean, is it really so bad? I mean, what do you think? It's really an opinion, your own opinion.
I mean, I think it depends who you're around. So like if you're around your little kids, you might not want to say a swear word. If you're by yourself, say whatever you want. Maybe you're at work and you hit your leg or something. And maybe that would be inappropriate it would probably be very inappropriate for you to use a swear word. So, it definitely depends on where you are and if that's okay or not.
That's a good point. So it depends on where you are, who's around you, and who's going to judge you, right? We do judge people based on the words they choose. Go ahead.
And some people don't want to use swear words. I mean, some people it's not like a good habit. I mean, everybody has a different view around swear words. And some people, they just they don't want to use it. They don't think that's right. So
you got it. So it's kind of a personal choice, but you just need to know how it makes you look if you do choose to use the swear words, right? So today we're talking about interjections, right? So we've done another episode on interjections and kind of exclamations, but those are more about how to use them to support the speaker. So if you guys want to listen to that episode, you just need to go to 654. We're going to teach you things like yikes, whoa, wow, okay? Three really good interjections to like show the speaker that you're listening, okay?
Great.
Cool. And also, we have a brand new video lesson, guys, that just came out. And Michelle, you had a chance to see this video lesson, right? The 7 Secrets to Connection in English.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, really cool, right? So we show you guys the 7 things that you need to focus on, the 7 little secrets that if you just do these things, you will be able to connect and you can eliminate everything else and just stop wasting your time, right? I think that people are wasting their time on the wrong things. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/secrets. You'll get the video immediately and you'll get to watch that and get on the right track. Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Michelle, let's get started. So we've got the question from Eduardo today. Could you read the question for us?
Yes, here we go. Hi guys, my name is Eduardo and I'm from Monterrey, Mexico. I've been listening to your podcast for 6 months and I just love it. I know you guys, thank you, Eduardo. I know you guys don't swear or use offensive language on your podcast, but I have a question. As a non-native English speaker, using swear words might not be as taboo since I didn't grow up listening to them or even using them. So sometimes I have to confess I use them. For example, when I hit my foot with the desk, or when I pinch my finger with a staple. Ooh.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
That sounds really painful.
Does that happen a lot?
Ooh, I know, really. Like when, okay, maybe because in my mind, those words don't sound as bad as they actually are. At least not as bad as if I was swearing in Spanish. Does that make sense? Anyway, my question is, what other words or expressions could I start using when one of those painful or frustrating things happen to me? I mean, expressions not as ugly as swearing, but that don't make me sound old-fashioned. Thank you very much. I love that question.
And one piece that I didn't pick up on before, it's interesting that he said that basically, maybe because in my mind, those words don't sound as bad as they actually are. That's really interesting. And I found that too. When you're speaking another language, you don't have the same associations with the word. You don't have a lifetime of associations with that word. So you may not take it as seriously, but yeah, the people listening to you, they do.
Right? Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So it's a good question. We're going to do our best to answer this for Eduardo today. So we don't swear in the podcast. And I think you mentioned that you know that here. And part of the reason is that we, basically iTunes doesn't like it when you swear on the podcasts. It's actually a thing. And you have to mark the show explicit. And then if we forget, it could be bad. We could get in trouble. That's one of the reasons. And the other reason for me personally is that I don't really swear in my conversations generally. So we're trying to give you guys real conversations. And for me, it's not normal to swear when I talk to a friend. That's why we don't swear much on the show. Michelle, how about you?
I don't think that I swear much. If I hit myself for something, if I stubbed my toe, I'll do it. What about you, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like here in my home office by myself, absolutely I do. Yeah. But if I stub my toe, for example, at Starbucks, I'm not going to yell out a swear.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Right. I would try not to. Although I think there have been articles about like, maybe not swear words, but it maybe some of these other words could be good. Like when you do stub your toe, it actually helps relieve the pain to yell something out.
That's interesting.
I don't know where I read that, but maybe I'm wrong, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's so weird. I always notice that, like, do you have that delay when you stub your toe and then you know the pain is coming, but it takes a second to travel up your body into your brain to feel it? Do you get that? Where you know it's coming? I hate that.
the other one is the funny bone. Oh,
Oh, that is the elbow. Worst.
The oh, elbow. Gosh. What is it about the elbow? There's something, must be something with the nerves there.
There whatever. Must be something with the nerves. Yeah. We call that the funny bone. You hit your funny bone, your elbow bone, guys. I'm sure you know where it really, really hurts when you hit that. So anyways,
yeah. That's universal.
Yeah. So. So the point we're trying to make is we do swear on our own in private if we do bang our toe or something. But by the way, if you are interested in actually learning to swear and how to actually use that in your conversation, we do actually teach you that in the Secrets of the Connected Communicator, our new course. We do a whole lesson where we interviewed a tattoo artist in Portland, actually. He was a really nice guy. And he used a ton of swear words in his natural conversation with us about tattoos. So we decided to turn that into a lesson on how to actually swear. So you will be able to get that. You can check it out, how to get in the course, if you go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Okay. But for today, Michelle, let's look at some alternatives that Eduardo asked for to swears. Okay. So if we stub our toe, what else? We maybe...
Maybe we bang our knee or we spill a drink or... Yeah. Yeah.
What burn can we our say? Hand,
yeah.
We burn our hand. Any of these little things. We're not talking about a broken leg, right? We're talking about a small pain or a bit of a mistake, a clumsiness, right? What could we say?
You could say, dang it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dang it. Or
darn it.
Which is what you said in the opening, right?
Yeah.
Or you could say, gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it. Yeah.
And I think these are like substitutes. In my mind, darn is a substitute for the other D word. And gosh is a substitute for God, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I've always assumed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're on the same page there. What is the Bridge to Connection method? It's a simple system that brings you to connection in English by showing you a method to deal with first listening shock so that you can have real conversations, guys. Start by getting the 7 simple secrets to connection in English for free at allearsenglish.com/secrets. That's allearsenglish.com/secrets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's another one, a more benign one?
Do we say ouch?
Ouch.
Right? Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch. Oh, ouch. Okay. Another one that I don't use, but I've heard people use as a substitute for the SH word. What is it?
Sugar.
Do you use this one?
No. I mean, I've heard it too, but like, my mind doesn't go there.
Doesn't go there either. Yeah. Again, a lot of these are so much of English that's just personal choice and some creativity that you guys can decide. Okay. So, are there any others, Michelle, that you personally use?
The one that comes to my mind is shoot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's an obvious one. And I forgot it. Shoot. Okay. That's also an alternative to the other SH word, right? SHIT. Okay. So I spelled it out.
I have a question. Is the CR word, is that considered a curse word? A swear word?
I don't know, actually.
So I don't know if I can say it on the podcast or not. But
yeah, we'll just write it on the blog. That's okay. You guys can come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com. Type in 773 and we'll get that there. I'm not sure if that's considered like a, I don't think that's as strong as like the other ones. But that's
but
another
yeah,
option.
I still wouldn't say that like at work. Like I still, like it's still less, you know, less appropriate than saying shoot or darn it or something like that. Although I don't know. Yeah. To me, like the most natural one, I don't say darn it or dang it personally. I would go for shoot. Or ouch.
Yeah, Shoot
those
is good.
Ouch. Those are my two favorites on this list.
Those are good ones. Good, tame, you know, benign substitutes for swear words, which is what Eduardo is asking for here. I like that. Okay. All right. So let's do a quick another role play here. We'll show you guys this in action again. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. So in this case, you and I, we're not driving across the U.S. Instead, we're just colleagues working in an office on a Monday afternoon. Okay. Monday afternoon. Tough time of the week, right? Okay. How's it going?
Oh, it's okay. I'm trying to get this report done, but I have no energy today.
I was just on my way out to get a coffee. Want me to pick you up one?
Sure.
Okay. Dang it.
Ooh, that sounded bad. What did you do?
Oh, gosh, darn it. That hurts so bad. I stubbed my toe on that standing desk that Megan set up.
I'm telling you, this place is dangerous. Seriously.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, what do you want? Just a small black coffee or what?
No, actually, I think I'll need an espresso to finish this.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay, stub my toe. That's so painful when you do that. I hate that.
For sure.
Okay, so what did I say here? I stood up and I stubbed my toe, right? And I said, dang it.
Yeah, dang it.
Okay. Yeah, and I agree with you, Michelle. I think a more common one would be shoot. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
And it's not just for like injuries. It's also like when you realize you made a mistake.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You prepared a presentation and you have a bunch of misspellings in the presentation. You notice it right before you go on. Oh, shoot. I misspelled all these things. Right?
Yeah. Right. Not to extend, change things up too much, but do you think even saying some of these still, like, I really feel like if you're at work, and you are about to give a presentation, like, and everybody's watching you and you realize this and you say, shoot, I still think most of these, you know, maybe not, you want to think about it before you're in the workplace. You can say it like to yourself or something, but like, that's more though about like admitting your fault and like being unprepared than, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, some of these are just going to be said like under our breath. We're kind of exaggerating.
Yeah, right. You want to be like, oh, everyone, shoot. Look at all these mistakes I made. You know, that wouldn't be good. You don't want to draw too much attention to that. So just in general, like I would say with these words, like these are the more appropriate ones, but don't put on a show with them. Like want it to be like, shoot, like here we go. It is kind of under that your breath, like Lindsay said. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, we're really exaggerating here to have a good time and help you guys learn this. But yeah, when it's actually being done in real life, you're not going to like raise your voice and announce it and project your voice out when you say shoot. You're just going to say it under your breath like, oh, shoot, right? Oh,
unless
shoot.
It's really informal, like with, you know, like with a close colleague who you're friends with, like that's, you know, and you're just like by yourself, you know. That kind of thing.
You got it. Exactly. So, yeah. So just to keep in mind, I mean, guys, just be aware of your surroundings, right? Like, what is your office environment like? You know, just kind of mirror that as much as you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's another one that we use then?
You said, gosh darn it.
Yeah. So I'm still in pain right there. Oh, gosh darn it. That hurts so bad. Okay.
Yeah.
So another good alternative for you, Eduardo, and our other listeners, if you want something instead of saying a swear word, you can say those things. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the takeaway to, we had a bonus, actually. We had a bonus in this role play. What was it?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Where did we use that? I'm trying to find it in here.
I said it. I said, I'm telling you, this place is dangerous.
Yeah. So what are you trying to say? Like, of course you're telling me, you're talking to me, but what's the point when you say I'm telling you?
It's like, it's kind of almost like we've discussed it before. Like,
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm telling you, like we've already talked about this. It's not like, oh, Lindsay, you know what? I think this place is dangerous. It's like, oh, we've kind of talked about it. Right.
Yeah. It's like a strong warning. Like, I'm telling you, you know, this is not going to end well. Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I think of it as like a warning, or you're trying to be very upfront about something.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So guys, I guess the takeaway today is, you know, sometimes these substitutes are good. I mean, but sometimes when you stub your toe, the swear just comes out, you know. But again, the reason we don't use much swear words on this show is because we don't necessarily use it in regular, calm social conversation very much. So we're trying to give you guys as natural conversation as we possibly can. And other podcasts might swear more because that's their personality, right? Fine. Okay. So you can choose the podcast you want to listen to based on whose personality you resonate with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, Michelle, there?
Be careful and don't stub your toe.
Don't stub your toe. Protect your toe.
Yeah.
So painful. Okay. All right, guys.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah, exactly. Be safe, especially in the office.
That's right.
Be safe in the office. And guys, if you want to see today's role play just written out very clearly, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and you'll save 50% on the price. You'll get it delivered every week to your inbox. Very cool.
Perfect. All right. Well, this has been fun.
It has been fun, Michelle. I'll talk to you next time.
Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.